the Holy Eucharist, and holy matrimony. What good news it is to know that a married couple using the great graces available by regular use of the sacrifice sacrament, the communion sacrament, and the presence sacrament can live eternal life here and now. Many adults now married or of marrying age have never heard this in their entire lives. The truth to tell, this is not a new pronouncement made to our sin-darkened and evil-saturated age. Couples who nourished their faith and listened to Holy Mother Church's teaching over the years have known and lived it. They are enjoying eternal life eternally. Let us now hear spiritual direction for our times from a Jesuit who knows church history inside and out. Willing, believing, and open minds and hearts can not only benefit personally, but become agents, dare we say angels, striving to re-Christianize their corner of the world. What a great reward awaits those who do, and how desperately it is needed.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Mary, Mother of the Holy Family, pray for us. The Holy Eucharist and Holy Matrimony. We do not normally associate the Holy Eucharist with the sacrament of matrimony, but we should. Without the Eucharist, there would not be a livable sacrament of matrimony. The one stands or falls by the other. What are we saying? We are saying that Christ intended these two sacraments to be related as condition and consequence. The Eucharist is the condition, and matrimony is the sacramental consequence. Surely this calls for an explanation, and a clear explanation. Needless to say, this is a very important subject. It is so important that the very survival of Christian marriage and the Catholic family depend on it. Am I serious? Yes. The Holy Eucharist is indispensable for living out the supernatural and therefore the humanly impossible demands that Christ places on those who enter marriage in His name. I wish to emphasize that we are speaking of the sacrament of matrimony, and not merely marriage, which can be natural. It is the sacrament of matrimony that requires the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist, even to be sustained, not to say, to grow and develop. My plan in this conference is to cover the following areas of a most fundamental issue. First, Christian marriage is a lifelong commitment to selfless love. Secondly, this selfless love is impossible without superhuman light and strength from God. Third, the principal source of this superhuman light and strength is the Holy Eucharist. Again, Christian spouses are a living witness to Christ's power to work moral miracles in the world today. And finally, the single most important need for Christian marriage is a renewed faith in the Holy Eucharist. I could not be more serious. I mean every word of this superlative statement. The most important need for Christian marriage is a renewed faith in the Holy Eucharist. I will introduce each section of this conference with a subtitle. The first is Christian Marriage and Selfless Love. Christ instituted the sacrament of marriage in order to restore marriage to its position before the fall of our first parents. In other words, Christ restored marriage to his monogamous state, to the condition that our first parents had before they fell. There is not a single truth of our faith which in the practical order is more important than this one. Christ restored marriage to its condition before the fall of our first parents, Adam and Eve. Remember, when some Pharisees came to test Jesus and asked him, "Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for any reason?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Have you not read that the Creator from the beginning made them male and female, and said, 'For this cause a man shall leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh?' Therefore, now they are no longer two, but one flesh. Whatever God has joined together, let no man put asunder." Matthew 19, verses 3-6. Notice our Lord is saying, "Have you not read that the Creator from the beginning, in the beginning, before the fall, made them male and female, and declare that marriage is to be monogamous?" But Christ did not stop there. He not only told his followers that marriage is a lifelong commitment that no human authority can dissolve. Get that adjective, no human authority. No state on earth exists which has the right to dissolve a marriage. Indeed, no authority of the church, not even the Bishop of Rome, no Pope, has the right to dissolve a valid sacramental consummated marriage. Christ further commanded those who call themselves Christians to love one another with such selfless charity as to be willing to die for one another after the example of his own selfless love of dying for us on the cross. What Jesus, the living God, did, he died for his spouse, the church. He is telling his buried followers they are to be ready to lay down their lives for their married spouses. This, then, is Christian marriage as elevated by Jesus Christ to the level of the sacrament of matrimony over the years in teaching and writing. I've always told people, choose the word matrimony to identify the sacrament of marriage and reserve the word marriage to describe any marital union. I repeat, matrimony is the sacrament for which Christ instituted a special bond, of which then he, the Son of God become man, is, as we believe, the third partner. It is a lifetime covenant between husband and wife to remain faithful to each other until death. It is also a lifelong promise made to God under oath, each to love one another with selfless charity, enduring patience, and wholehearted generosity. Even more, it is a solemn vow to accept the children that God wants to send the married partners, and then that the spouses are to educate for eternal life in heaven with God. Children are conceived and born on earth, but they are conceived and born for heaven. Since the time of Christ, there have been many breaks in Christian unity, and there have been many departures from the Catholic Church. There have arisen numerous churches, as we call them, indeed, Christian churches. Why the departures? The main single reason has been the unwillingness to accept Christ's teaching on the indissolubility and fruitfulness of Christian marriage, founded on selfless charity. Let me repeat, the main reason for the by now thousands of breaks in Catholic unity has been the unwillingness by millions to accept Christ's hard teaching on the indissolubility and fruitfulness of Christian marriage, founded on selfless charity. Christian matrimony is the test of Christ's special, as he called it, a new commandment. The need for superhuman light and strength. It takes no great intelligence to see that a faithful and fruitful marriage requires superhuman light and superhuman strength. Change the word superhuman to supernatural, and we begin to see what we are talking about. Catholic Christianity is absolutely unique among the religions of the world, whether ancient religions like the Egyptian, Babylonian, Greek, or Roman before Christ, or among the living religions of the human race. I repeat, Catholic Christianity is unique. How? Unique in making demands on the morality of its followers that are beyond human nature, either to comprehend with the mind or live up to by the will. The two hardest demands are the practice of Christian chastity and Christian charity. Combine these two virtues in marriage, and then, but only then, do we begin to understand why Christian matrimony requires, indeed demands, by sheer divine justice, demands superhuman light from God to enlighten the mind, and superhuman power for the will to remain faithful to whom? To Jesus Christ for a lifetime. This is what Christianity is all about. Living a superhuman life. Let me insist, underline, encircle. If I had stone here, chisel this into granite or marble. That's what Christianity is all about. Living a superhuman life by means of superhuman light and strength provided by Christ to those who believe that He is God, who became man to enable us to witness to His name. But the moment you use words like superhuman light or superhuman, in theological language you mean grace. Grace. That's what grace is. Divine grace is light for the mind, is strength for the will to do, I repeat, the humanly impossible. That is why Jesus Christ elevated marriage to the dignity of a sacrament. I cannot either repeat too often or emphasize too strongly. He had to. Otherwise, what he commanded his followers who are in marriage to do would have been an idle dream. There are certain things that human nature by itself cannot, and the word is cannot, either comprehend or do. Like what? like living for a lifetime in loving married partnership without being seduced by the selfish sex perversion that surrounds us like the atmosphere we breathe. And that is why, every time I speak on this subject, what comes to my mind is Christ's warning. The road that leads to the kingdom of heaven is narrow, and few there are that walk that road. The road that leads to eternal perdition is broad, and many there are who walk that road. The Eucharist provides supernatural light and strength. Entering marriage for believing Catholics is one thing. Living in Christian marriage and living faithfully, lovingly, for a lifetime is something else. That is why Christ instituted the sacrament of the Eucharist. I cannot overemphasize, if I repeat it 100 times, it is the Holy Eucharist that makes the sacrament of matrimony even possible to live, not to say be happy in living a Christian married life. The moment we say, sacrament of the Eucharist, we mean, as our present Holy Father keeps bringing out, a triple sacrament: the sacrifice sacrament of the Mass, the communion sacrament of Holy Communion, and the presence sacrament of the real presence of Jesus Christ in the Holy Eucharist. Jesus Christ instituted the Holy Eucharist to give those who believe in Him both the light and the power they need to remain alive in His grace, or power twice over: power for the mind to see and power for the will to do. For married Catholics, that means the light and strength they must constantly receive if they are to live out the sublime directives of the Holy Spirit for Christian believers who have received the sacrament of matrimony. As I'm speaking, I'm thinking of you in the audience. I say to myself, dear Lord, I just hope, I pray, and those who are hearing my words will realize this is not poetry, it is not rhetoric, it is stark reality. Christian spouses have no choice. The world in which they live is an adulterous world. It is a contraceptive world. It is a masturbating world. It is a homosexual world. It is a fornicating world. It is an abortive world that murders unborn children in the mother's wombs.